If you look at the petition for dissolution of marriage, the court forums, the lawyer drafts it up, the parties ask a lot about questions. Can I take the child out of state? What can I do? Can I move? Can I go sideways? And there is actually certain acts that governs that. So this is where we start talking about interstate modification, meaning another state, another court, a different state, will then outside the original jurisdiction, right, the different court where the decision was made, will be involved. So here we have the Uniform Child Custody Jurisdiction and Enforcement Act. Shortly we call it the UCCJEA, the Uniform Child Custody Jurisdiction and Enforcement Act. And that act was established, created to combat child snatching and forum shopping. If you don't know what forum shopping is, you know that one particular state or court is far more lenient when it comes to, let's say, fathers or maybe mothers or non-biological parents, psychological parents, then you would have the, you try to go towards that state or that court. So it's forum shopping. There's another law that filled in the gap for the UCCJEA. That is a federal law. It's called the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act. You probably haven't heard that too often, but it fills in the hole for the UCCJEA, and they work kind of hand in hand. Referred to as well as the PKPA, and that is the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act. Just give you a little summary here about the Uniform UCCJEA. So the UCCJEA is a uniform state law, and it was approved in 1997 by the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. And that was made to replace the 1968 Uniform Child Custody Jurisdiction Act. So a little change there. That all I see there is that the E is the it's included in the after the in 1997. And what this commission does, it drafts proposed laws in areas where it believes uniformity is important. But laws become effective only upon adoption by state legislatures. So it is the state who actually will say, well, we want to adopt it, so we need to modify it according to our needs, to our folks in our state. So it, the act doesn't make the state acts or take enforce them to take, it can't. The state has their own smart people who are then say this will apply to us. As of right now, 49 states out of 50 have now adopted the UCCJEA. And what the UCCJEA governs state courts' jurisdiction to make modification in child custody determination. And that is a term that expressly includes custody and visitation orders. So expressly includes custody and visitation orders. So here's what you need to know also is that the act requires state courts to enforce valid child custody and visitation determination made by sister state courts. It also enables innovative interstate enforcement procedures. The UCA is intended then to as an improvement over the UCCJEA. It clarifies the provisions that were previously conflicting interpretation in courts around the country. The UCCJEA is not, again, a substantive custody statute. It does not dictate standards for making or modifying child custody or visitation decisions. It instead, it determines which state courts have and should exercise jurisdiction to do so. A court must have jurisdiction, so i.e., for instance, the power and authority to hear and decide a matter before it can proceed to consider the merits of the case. So does the court have jurisdiction and have to establish that first, and then they can proceed to consider the merit of the case. Be mindful, the UCCJA does not apply to child support cases. Remember earlier indicated it only applies to custody and visitation orders and not child support cases. That's a whole different ballgame. Let's now briefly talk about the PKPA, the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act. As I stated, this is done to create it to close the existing gaps and to bring greater uniformity to interstate child custody practices. So in Congress in 1980 enacted the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act, which requires state courts to enforce and not modify, So that falls under IE grant full faith and credit to their, what the sister courts have done in custody and visitation determination made by sister states consistently with the PKPA, the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act, unless the original state no longer has or has declined to exercise jurisdiction. So it'll only be you want to have something in writing. And the lawyers know what I'm talking about. You ask the submit a letter, memo to the court, and they'll to the state court, and they'll figure out what's going on and take it from there. So they cannot do anything like that unless the original state court no longer has the jurisdiction or has declined to exercise jurisdiction. Also, defer to exclusive continuing jurisdiction of the decree state as long that the state exercise jurisdiction consistently with the PKPA when it made its determination, has jurisdiction under its own law, and remains the residence of the child or any contestant. So contestant is defined a person, including a parent, who claims to have a right to custody or visitation rights with respect to the child. Again, to defer the exclusive continuing jurisdiction of the decree state as long as the state exercises jurisdiction consistently with the PKPA. So as long as they keep on the same standard, the same wavelength there, then the courts can actually do so, as long as the child or the contestant remains, the residence is in that particular jurisdiction. One more thing is that also to refrain from exercising jurisdiction while another state is exercising jurisdiction over a matter consistently with the PKPA. If you recall, when you look at the Florida Supreme Court forms, and it talks about the UCCJEA form, and then it asks you, if it does ask, do you know of any other cases that someone else may have filed? Are you aware? No, I'm not aware, or I don't know, you know, those kind of things. This is what it's for. Okay? Also, to ensure that the following persons are provided reasonable notice and opportunity to be heard. And any parent whose parental rights have not been terminated, or any person who has physical custody of the child. You got to have a fair hearing. Due notice has to be done. A proper notice has to be given. So the inter-sister court from a different state will then have to make sure that everyone involved in the case will need to be notified, whether it's by process server or whether it's by last known address with certified mail. You're going to have to establish proof that this was done. State courts can exercise jurisdiction consistently with the criteria in the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act, are entitled as a matter of federal law to have their custody and visitation order given full faith and credit in sister state. If they behave according to the PKPA, then the decisions that that court exercised will be given full faith and credit that they have done the right thing and will be enforced. These courts also have exclusive continuing jurisdiction to modify their own orders under circumstances. The PKPA jurisdiction criteria resembles those of the UCCJAA, but there are significant differences. So look at them, because one is established for certain criteria. The PKPA is more when it talks to prevent filling the gap and different enforcement standards, especially when you're looking at a potential kidnapping between one parent to another, right? Or anybody else.